Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, no, after even really good starts last season, you talked about just not feeling quite right, mechanics being off. What type of work did you do this offseason to specifically just feel better about your delivery and where you're at heading into this season?
I think previous off seasons, I focused a lot on like weight training, mobility, conditioning, and once it came time to pick up a baseball, I was just trying to get in shape for spring training as far as throwing and my mound work. Now, before I got to spring training, I had 10 mound sessions already, and I trusted our performance staff to put together a really nice throwing program for me, and I followed it to a T. And it's really paid off. And right now, where I'm at in spring training compared to the previous years is night and day, just in terms of comfort on the mound and just being ready.
Are you still working to try and get that slider back to where it was velocity-wise a few years ago, or are you more comfortable with that, you know, high 80s, maybe more depth that you showed last season?
I feel like the last start of last season kind of showed glimpses of where it was in the past. I think I got maybe, I'm not really sure the specific numbers, but I think there's a couple that in the 93 range. So that was encouraging to end the season on. But there's been a few mound sessions where I've started implementing the slider, and it seems to be back to where it was in previous years. I think there's a lot of excitement to be said. You know, first and foremost, Jake leading the pack. Back-to-back Cy Youngs, that's an incredible accomplishment. And just, it's awesome to be able to watch the amount of talent that he possesses with the ease that he's able to do it with. And just guys like myself after that, and then Stroman, Steven, and Rick, and Waka as well. It's going to be a lot of fun learning from these guys.
Do you put numbers together as far as like what your goals are for this year, or is it about just going out there and pitching well each start?
I don't really focus on specifics like that in terms of goals. I just try to be the best teammate I can be, and when I'm here, I'm working to be the best player that I can be.
What does it mean to be the best teammate you could be? I remember that was something you mentioned last year, last spring as well.
I'm just trying to be encouraging as much as I can. I guess I've been here for a little bit. I can maybe offer some sort of leadership values to the younger guys. Just try all 25 guys or 26 or many of the rule changes. I don't pay any attention to that. Just it's all about 26 guys pulling on in the same direction. So it's all we're striving for.
It was obviously an unusual offseason for the Mets, naming one manager and having to fire him. Did you feel like that was a decision that they had to make, that was the right one to make, and how excited are you, or what are your impressions of Louis?
Well, that decision is way above my pay grade, so I tried to stay out of that as much as I could. I stayed out of it. I think it was the strange circumstances of how it came to be. I'm extremely pumped and excited to have Louis as our manager. He's the guy that has, a winning pedigree throughout the minor leagues. I think two championships in Savannah and one in Binghamton. So he's a guy that knows how to win and knows how to reach the ultimate goal, and that's winning a championship. And so we're all excited for it.
Did you see the proposed new playoff structure, and then what your thoughts on that, how it's been expanded and some of the things you're going to do?
I haven't, no.
Right.
I haven't seen it.
No, with as far as the Astro stuff goes, you know, obviously you have Jake and JD and your team, and as a pitcher, it was certainly involved in things that were anti-pitcher, to be sure. I mean, do you hold it? Is it tough enough to hold some sort of grudge? Do you need to hear something from those guys, or how do you handle that?
Honestly, no, I don't feel any animosity or hold a grudge. I think it was not the greatest for baseball as a whole, but I didn't pay much attention to it at all.
As far as your 2019 compared to getting back to where you were in years past, is it almost as simple as just the slider running back to where it was, or are there more moving pieces that you need to get in line?
I think last year where I struggled was a little bit of paralysis by analysis, kind of. Thinking a little too much and making things a lot more difficult than what they should be. I feel like I'm really going to benefit this year, but just keeping things as simple as they can and just trusting my ability and talent and not getting too hard on myself when things don't necessarily go my way.
Is that thing too much on the mound while you're out there or between starts when you're working on them?
Probably it could be a little both, but that's just kind of how I'm wired work ethically wise. As far as on the mound, I think that's going to be really beneficial for me, and a big step in my success is just trying not to be so small-minded. I don't know, small-minded, but just focusing on what my ankle might be doing or the small things when I'm delivering a pitch.
How do you actually do that? Just knowing things like that can be easy to say in February, maybe harder to implement once you get out there and have your bad starts and that.
Just being fluid with my delivery and trusting the athleticism as opposed to being more robotic.
No, were you always that way, even when you first came up and had some of those immediate results? Were you always thinking about those little things, or did it start to change as maybe you didn't get certain results that you thought you should be getting?
I think I was like earlier in my career, I benefited just from being a little bit naive and fresh and young. Where as I got older and more into my career, I started just discovering and learning more new things. And I think that's kind of what affected me negatively to a certain degree.
I'm so sorry. Noah, you said night and day when you were comparing last spring training to this one. Could you be more specific? What do you mean by that?
I think just in the where I stand now in terms of preparation and where I was last year, I think the previous off seasons, I'm just going to figure it out on the mound during spring training. Whereas now it's like I spent the whole month in LA and I was able to get on the mound twice a week, whereas in Texas it's not the easiest to do that because the weather's very bipolar at times. I just was able to. The amount of mound work I got compared to the previous off seasons was a lot more.
Did you wind up getting a Tesla to commemorate your big
I'm still waiting, Harold.
You gotta ask Jeff drives one.
We'll see.
No, how driven are you to get back to the playoffs?
I mean, that's all we ever really think about. That's why most of the guys showed up early to camp. That's why I do what I do in the off season to prepare, is because we're not going to be complacent with not being fourth best, fifth best. We want to ultimately be world champions.
Did you think, Noah, you mentioned a lot of the extra mound work that you did coming in. Do you think that helps kind of wipe out a little bit at times, like during the regular season, when you were kind of wondering to yourself why you had struggled? I remember a couple of times after games you were kind of like, I'm not really quite sure why something didn't work. Like, do you feel kind of more confident because maybe you've taken out some of the question marks?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there were certain things, like our, I think we had like our analytics guy come out to LA probably two or three times. And, because the game's changing with spin rate and like induced vertical movement, all that stuff and how the ball comes off your fingers in certain ways. It's really advanced stuff, and it's something that has just recently, within the last year, brought to my attention, and that's something I really needed to evolve and really change my game, and I think I really benefited from that.
So you're seeing more, a closer look at why?
Why, like, you see, like, how Gerrit Cole, when he was with the Pirates, was predominantly a sinker baller, and then went to the Astros, and now he's a high spin rate guy, four-seam. So it's something kind of like just got to adapt.
Are there specific changes you are implementing based off that information and recommendations from the analytics guys?
Not really changes. It's just more of like a feedback tool to, like, to me, to certain, if I can create a certain spin, velocity, axis of the ball that tells me, then I'm doing something right. Whereas if it's not where I want it, then something mechanically is not syncing up.
So more feedback as opposed to they're making suggestions on stuff to change.
I mean, yeah, I think it's more feedback for me. Like, that's how I think I learn and get better from it.